Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome to RIM Radio, your trusted source for the latest national and international news coverage. This is Yusra Larjoun, your anchor in our daily newscast live from our studios in Rabat. Joining me today is Fawaz Al-Atlasi on radio production for the headlines. African Union Peace and Security Council Morocco supports multidimensional approach to counterterrorism in Africa. Italian media outlet underlines His Majesty the King's ongoing support for Al-Quds. And internationally, UN urges global support amidst worsening food crisis in Central African Republic. Starting off abroad, during a meeting of the Peace and Security Council PSC of the African Union AU held in Bujumbura, Burundi, Morocco stressed the urgency of adopting a multidimensional approach to effectively combat the terrorist threat in Africa. The meeting was an opportunity for the Moroccan delegation to highlight Morocco's pioneering role in the fight against terrorism and violent extremism and its efforts to better identify, analyze, and prevent terrorist threats, particularly in Africa, thus giving concrete expression to joint African action against the terrorist threat. Faced with the danger that terrorism represents for African countries, Morocco has recognized the urgent importance of adopting a multidimensional, comprehensive, and holistic approach based on a nexus of peace, security, and development to counter these dangerous links and promote an effective and integrated response that addresses the basic concerns of African citizens in order to achieve human development objectives, promote peace, security, and stability, and support regional economic integration based on the win-win principle. Italian media outlet Faro di Roma underlined on Wednesday the ongoing support of His Majesty King Mohammed VI, chairman of the Al-Quds Committee for the Holy City, underscoring the various initiatives of the Beit Mal Al-Quds Sharif Agency carried out under the sovereign's high guidance, highlighting the reception granted by Her Royal Highness Princess Lala Hasna by order of His Majesty the King to the Maqdisi children taking part in the 14th edition of the summer camp program organized by the Beit Mal Al-Quds Sharif Agency. The news portal notes that the agency's initiative illustrates the sovereign's ongoing support for the Holy City, which is reflected in multiple projects with a significant impact for the Maqdisis, in particular women, children, and people in difficult situation. The summer camps, which benefit 50 children from Al-Quds every year, and the summer schools program organized in the Holy City for over 3,000 children, confirm the social and humanitarian vision of the Beit Mal Al-Quds Agency's action carried out under the high royal instructions, the media adds. The Kingdom of Morocco is closely following developments in the Gabonese Republic, stressed the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation, and Moroccan Expatriates on Wednesday. Quote unquote, the Kingdom of Morocco stresses the importance of preserving the stability of this brotherly country and the tranquility of its people. The ministry said in a statement, adding that Morocco trusts the wisdom of the Gabonese nation, its driving forces, and its national institutions to move forward towards a perspective that will enable it to act in the supreme interests of the country, safeguard the gains made, and meet the aspirations of the brotherly Gabonese people. In international news, a United Nations delegation has urged the global community to increase support for the population facing a food crisis in the Bria region of the Central African Republic. This call comes amidst a worsening crisis in Sudan, which is affecting living conditions in the region. Rina Gilani, the UN Coordinator for Famine Prevention and Response, has visited to bolster efforts against severe food insecurity in the country. Shockingly, over 2 million people are currently experiencing acute food insecurity in the Central African Republic, with child malnutrition rates at a staggering 40%. Humanitarian funding, however, stands at only 35% compared to 65% at the same time last year. Concluding this newscast in sports, as always, national coach Walid Regragui unveiled Thursday at the Mohammed VI football complex in Mamoura the list of players called up for the Atlas Lions 2 match against Liberia and Burkina Faso for respectively the AFCON qualifiers on September 9th in Agadir and a friendly in Lens, France on September 12th. The list also includes a number of players from the national Olympic team, which won the African Cup and qualified for the next Olympic Games in Paris. The Moroccan squad, drawn in Group K, had already booked their ticket for the AFCON 2023, scheduled to take place in Côte d'Ivoire from January 13th to February 11th, 2024. Morocco's under-17 football team beat Spain's Olympic talent under-19 by 5-0 in a friendly match on Wednesday. This game is included in the Moroccan national team's preparations, who secured a second position in Africa for the upcoming under-17th World Cup, scheduled to take place in Indonesia from November 10th to December 2nd. And that wraps up today's news update. Thank you for joining us, and make sure to stay tuned for the latest national and international news and updates on RIM Radio.